This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this morning I got kind of a freak out scare that like if I wasn't awake before this happened, I was definitely awake.
What happened?
So my boyfriend Mike likes to get up really early and go for walks. He's retired. So he left before I even left the house to come here. And then I'm getting ready to back out of the garage and I look over to the side and he's standing in the garage looking in the window at me.
I thought you were going to say you felt a thumb when you pulled out.
No, thank goodness, no. But he's just there and he's got his stocking hat on. And
was it over his face?
No.
Okay,
but
good.
It just, I mean, he just stood there. He didn't say anything. He just stood there.
Were you
there.
In the car?
Yes, and I was just getting ready to put it in reverse and back up. And I, you know, turned and saw him standing there. And then he thought it was really, really funny. And then he kept waving as I was, like, backing out. Like, bye, have a nice day. It's like, screw you.
Yeah.
So then it just reminded me of the torture of growing up with two older brothers and a younger brother. The younger brother was not as good at scaring at me as the two older ones, 9 years older and 12 years older.
Like, I mean, like elaborate, like hide in the closet scare?
No, well, the main thing they would do is we had a big long hallway upstairs that had a turn in it.
Oh.
So they just hear me coming up the stairs and they were upstairs. So they thought this is a great opportunity to scare a poor defenseless little girl.
Wait on the turn.
Super mean.
Would they scream or just kind of jump out?
They would go, roar!
Yeah.
And I hated it. I hated it so much that I had the ultimate revenge on my older brother, Tim.
So she thinks. Let's hear what it is.
He's still angry about this.
Okay.
He still gets upset. And this is probably, you know, more than 50 years ago this happened. He scared me and I was very mad. So I thought one day when he was in the bathroom, like taking a bath, a shower, whatever, I would get him. And I went in his bedroom and I hid in the messed up bed clothes at the bottom of the bed because it wasn't, his bed wasn't made.
Sure.
And I was really little. So I could just like hide under there and it just looked like messed up blanket and sheets.
Right.
And then he came in, put an album on his stereo. He was just like, you know,
chilling out, sure.
Chilling out, and I still waited, and I still waited, just quietly, under the blankets. And then, after probably a minute, I yell, rawr, and scare him, and he was so mad. He's like, I could have killed you!
That's a good mic drop, though, by you.
And I was, why? He's so mad because he thought I could be injured. He said, what if I came into the room and just flopped down on top of you and didn't realize anyone was there? And
it was worth
like,
every
but
second.
You didn't.
Exactly.
So anyway,
love it.
I love that the anger lingers after so much time because I'll bring up the story to him. Remember when I did that?
I can't
that?
Believe that you two still, that he's still mad about it.
Well, he's still. You know,
I think we need to.
He's still super upset that I could have been hurt.
Yeah, right. I feel like we need. This makes me want to scare him more. Like, go over there now and do a real scare.
Now that he's like an old man.
Yes, if he's still holding on to it.
See how it feels, old man.
Matthew tends to, and Josh too, tend to scare me as well when I'm doing the dishes. They're supposedly going upstairs for a bath, and then one will come down. And stand right behind me.
And just
me.
Stand there and not scream, and then you'll turn around. And
they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have the same impact. And I'm not sure 50 years later I'll still be complaining about it. But who knows?